It's the Real Roots Radio podcast, on-demand content highlighting the best information and entertainment from the Real Roots Radio team. Let's check in with Brett the Vet of Veterinary Associates to hear more about some of his adventures with our four-legged friends. Here's Roy Hatfield.
It's that time once again where we join with our good friend, Dr. Brett Ellis of Veterinary Associates Animal Hospital with their two Greene County locations. And it's time for Ask Brett the Vet, where we join with a good doctor every Thursday at 9:30 to answer your pet questions and anything going on in the animal kingdom. Doc, welcome in. How are you?
Well, we are good. We have a group text going that probably upsets the people that have a day off here and there. Although there's not many of us that have days off here in this time. But everybody reports in with the temperature to start the morning and get it updated at noon. We all just kind of share our temperatures, and it kind of helps us know who's sick and who's doing well. So it's kind of a comforting thing. And then if it's, you know, we did have one employee spike a fever, but it hasn't been over 100. But we're still keeping her home, just taking strict quarantine measures. When somebody's got a fever, one of our employees' wife works over as a nurse at the VA, and she came home with a fever last week, so he's not coming back to work until, you know, she's cleared. Of course, that was 6 days ago. We still don't have the results of her test, so one of the other, you know, concerns about going forward, but until we know, we just have to take those precautions, because we want to keep our clients safe and our staff safe. And, what we are doing now is when we are seeing appointments on a, you know, case-by-case basis, it does take a little bit more time, so it's not as efficient. People have been very, very patient and very understanding. We have, if they do have an appointment to have their pet seen because it's sick or needs care, then they call when they get to the office. After they've set their appointment up over the phone, when they arrive in the parking lot, they call the front desk, and then we send out a veterinary assistant to get the information and take a history. We'll take the pet into the hospital then, and we are wearing masks now, masks and gloves, when we're doing that, coming in face-to-face. We're still staying 6 feet, but we're wearing masks because even though the CDC says it doesn't help prevent infection with this virus, the abundant evidence in Singapore and China was that healthcare workers that wore simple surgical masks or even homemade masks, they did not get infected with the coronavirus if they washed their hands and had masks on, even when they were intubating patients with coronavirus. So that's some good news. So if you know somebody that can help make a mask and you got to go to the grocery store, I don't think it's a bad idea. Even though there's no evidence to support it, there's from the CDC, there is evidence from how these outbreaks were handled in other parts of the world to support doing that. So I don't think it's a bad idea. So we're seeing the animals in the rooms, and we'll treat them. We are doing some surgeries on an as-needed basis, you know, and it's kind of up for us to determine with the owner what needs to be done. You know, if you have a dog that's 6 months old and getting ready to come into heat, letting them come into heat in your house when you're isolated and quarantined, that, you know, that may be a health risk, because sometimes those animals experience behavior changes. They usually bleed for, you know, 2 or 3 days. 4 days, maybe. Sometimes they'll bleed for 28 days. So, and it's not really safe to go in and do surgery on an animal that's actively bleeding. Or, you know, if they have come into heat, we like to wait 60 days before we operate because of the increased estrogen levels. They tend to bleed a lot. And so you have more complications with those surgeries. So those are all the things that we're taking into consideration about what is an elective surgery and what is a surgery that really needs to be done. So that's, and then the same thing for exams. You know, if your dog is due for a distemper parvo vaccine and it's 8 years old, that's probably not necessary. Now, if it having some behavior changes, or it's having some pain, or it's got an ear infection, or it's got an anal gland problem. You know, those are things that are we can handle, and they are essential, because living with an ear infection for the next, you know, however many weeks we're going to be doing this is probably not okay, and can have more complications.
Mm-hmm.
So, and definitely causes undue suffering. And now for clients that can't bring their pet in, we are offering doing some consultations. So again, it really helps to have a veterinary client-patient relationship, because if we haven't ever seen you, it's hard at this time to go to your house or you know, give you advice over the phone when we don't have that relationship. So, you know, if you've been with a veterinarian, that's where you want to stick and support them, and we're all taking care of each other. You know, supplies are limited sometimes, so Docton's vet clinic and our clinic, we've shared things back and forth here until we can get our own supply in, and then we replace each other's. So there's good camaraderie. We're all helping each other together. We are all in this together, and I've been very thankful we're able to provide these services, and thankful for the way our clients and patients have appreciated it.
Well, I mean, we all hear that a lot. You know, we're all in this together, but, you know, it's examples like that that really make that hit home, that we're all in this together.
Yep. So, because, you know, when there's, you know, medications that are, you know, for dogs that are incontinent, that will leak urine when they're laying there, those have been on back order. And so, you know, we're trying to help people out with those and, you know, working with other vet hospitals around the area to help support our clients in this time of need. We've got extra. We certainly do. We've donated masks and gloves to Greene County Sheriff's. So we are currently reusing our masks, or we are Lacey Adams is graciously, what our front office manager there is, graciously making masks on her sewing machine for everybody at home. So after her 10 or 12-hour day, she goes home to make masks. So that's very, very appreciated.
Yes, and, you know, like you said, very necessary. Why not take every precaution that you can at this point with everything, you know, a lot of things still up in the air?
Right, and, I mean, you know, when I go to people's houses to see their horses, or their, yesterday, unfortunately, I had to euthanize two dogs at home. They were too big for them to bring in, and they were weak. And, you know, I wore a mask, and when I told them, I said, this isn't because I'm sick. This is for you, so I don't get you sick. Because I don't know, you know, I've been exposed to people because of what we do. So we're trying to, this is how you prevent the spread. So all those things are important. Hand washing by far the most important. But certainly keeping your distance. And, you know, it's interesting. They've not identified pets. Because we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Right.
About the pet that was tested positive in Hong Kong. But so far, we're not seeing that. With people that have pets, that their pets are testing positive. Of course, I don't know if we're testing, but they don't see, the other thing is, you know, well, so what's if that virus can live on cardboard for, you know, 2 days or 3 days, why couldn't it live on your pet's fur? And the answer from the CDC or the AVMA, the Veterinary Medical Association, is that it's because their hair is porous. It's not a good environment for that virus to spend a lot of time or survive or, you know, be able to be transmitted or become infectious. Of course, there are no hard, fast, set rules. And if somebody's sick at your house and they sneeze all over your cat, don't, you know, wipe that up with your hand. Clean your cat off and use precautions and then wash your hands. You know, it's been a challenge not to touch your face. I think that's the other good thing a mask does, is it reminds you not to touch your face. It's a challenge, you know, because all of a sudden your nose itches, and boy, there's nothing worse than an itchy nose that you can't touch because you can't wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So, or when you're doing, it's like when you're doing surgery and you're sterile gloves and your nose itches, you know, you got to fight that urge. It'll go away if you just don't think about it, so.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us at 9:39 in the morning for Ask Brett the Vet, with everything going on at the world of veterinary associates and with all of our pets and things of the like. And, you know, like I said, we have to take these precautions because we don't know everything, and we don't want to stumble into something that we don't want to get into. And you did have a feel-good story to leave us with, though, other than it was great to hear that you and Docton donating some things to Greene County Sheriffs and law enforcement with the struggle to keep up with PPE for everybody. You did have something nice to leave us with.
Yeah, the foster adoption, pet adoptions are up significantly across the country. So people are taking advantage of this time when they're going to be at home. Maybe they don't have time for a pet when they're working. But they're at home and they can't go anywhere, so they are fostering pets until they can, you know, get home somewhere else. Or maybe they'll find that they can make their life suitable around this pet and able to support that pet. So that's a great thing, you know, because these there's so many rescues out there that need help getting unwanted animals into loving homes. It's a great thing to see. That increasing across the country and helping these animals out, because, you know, a lot of shelters aren't able to take in new animals and they're full, and rescues are getting full. So it's a great thing to be able to foster these pets while we're home, that you don't necessarily have to keep them for the next, you know, 15 years or however long they're going to be around with us. So it's a good thing, and you can you know, contact your local pet shelter and get some information about different pet fostering abilities to help these guys out.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us on Rio Roots Radio at 9:41 in the morning. Doc, appreciate you stopping by. And hopefully we have some better and nicer things to talk about by the time we get to next Thursday. We'll keep our fingers crossed anyways.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, but it's the amount of time. Panic is the worst thing we can do.
That's a fact.
Be calm and take measured actions to protect ourselves and each other, and do the right thing.
Well said, my friend.
All right, brother. You guys take care. We love you all and thankful for everybody, and we look forward to talk to you next week.
Have a question about your pet? The doctor will be in Thursdays at 9:30. Join us for Ask Brett the Vet on Real Roots Radio.